I don't think smart cities or the case for smart cities has gone away in 2020, but I think it has shifted quite significantly given the changes that we've experienced. And I put a bit of a timeline of sort of the COVID-19 lockdown starting in March 2020 and then Sidewalk Labs exiting in Toronto in May 2020. And I think, you know, the environment in which we're going to see smart cities evolve is going to change in the marketplace. What we are going to see is a need to reimagine or rethink how we structure our cities. So I think we are starting to see a lot of cities create more open spaces in dense urban centers. There's a lot of conversation around creating dynamic spaces with changing sidewalks, changing roads, offices and retail space that can be allocated more dynamically to respond to the safety requirements that we're seeing in the marketplace, but also to respond to the new normal within which we need to operate within the smart city context. This idea of building for all, building back better, is going to be quite a key theme, not just because it's the right thing to do, but also because I think it'll add to our resiliency in order to be able to manage pandemics and future challenges that we might be facing.